We continue in Sefer HaTanya, Perik Lamed He. Just a few minutes tonight, I know it's late. Perik Lamed He. V'hine letosefet be'ur tevat la'asoto. We go back to the pasuk, Ki karov elecha davar me'od b'ficha u'bilvavecha la'asoto. Way back in Perik Yud Zayin, we began to explain that pasuk, that to become a lover of Hashem, a servant of Hashem, says the Baal HaTanya, is karov elecha davar me'od b'ficha u'bilvavecha la'asoto. And he explained in Perek Yud Zayin that the love of Hashem that is needed just enough to be able to do the mitzvot, that's ki karov elecha. Ki karov elecha davar me'od b'ficha u'bilvavecha la'asoto. A person to reach the level of ahava, of yirah, on the level of a tzaddik gamur, that's not for everyone. That's not for the benonim that we're talking about. But the level of ahavat Hashem that causes a person at least to do a mitzvah, that everybody is able to do. Everybody is able to reach such a level. And so now he wants to explain more in the pasuk of la'asoto. V'gam le'avin me'at mize'er tachlit b'riyat ha'benonim. He wants to explain here in this perek the purpose of the creation of Benonim. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Benonim to the world? Which means all of us, Rabotai. Right? We're Benonim, hopefully. So now, the Benoni, already he said before, way back in the Sefer, that he's not able with his own Bechirat to reach the level of the Tzaddik Gamur, that the Ahava B'Ta'anugim comes naturally to him, and his nefesh haba'amit is already, you know, changed by the nefesh ha'elakit. No. So we have to understand, what's the tachlit of having benonim? V'yiridat nishmotem la'olam hazeh, that their neshama comes down to this world, li'itlabesh benefesh haba'amit, to be clothed in the animal soul, she'me'aklipa v'sitra achra. מאחר שלא יוכלו לשלחה כל ימיהם ולדחותה ממקומה. You told us that we're not going to be able to send it away. We're always going to have that side of the klipa, of the sitra achra, the nefesh haba'amit. It's always going to be a battle, but it's always going to be there. We won't be able to push it off, מחלל השמאלי שבלב, from the left side of the heart, שלא יעלו ממנה הרהורים אל המוח, that no הרהורים, no bad thoughts will come to the mind to have to contend with. No, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be a battle. Ki ma'uta ve'atzmuta shel nefesh haba'amit she'me'aklipa hi betokpa u'bigvurata etzlam ketolata, because the nefesh haba'amit by the benonit is always in its power. Rak she'levusheha ena mitlapshim begufam kanal. It's just that the levushim of the nefesh haba'amit, the machshavot, diburim, ma'asim, ra'im, that's the levushim of the nefesh haba'amit, are not mitlabesh on the goof of the benoni, which means he doesn't allow it to take over. He's constantly fighting it. In ken lama ze yardu nishmotem la'olam hazeh liga'a larik chas v'shalom, lilachem kol yemehem im ha'yetzer ve'lo yuchlu lo? So why is it that they come down to this world to constantly fight and to try to push away the nefesh haba'amit to no avail? Is that fair? Why is that? Utehi zot nechamatam lenachamam bekiflaim letushiyah. So this perek, the Baal HaTanya, Zechutot Hagen Aleinu, is going to teach us there is a very, very big nechama bekiflaim letushiyah, twofold nechama for the benonim, lesameach libam b'shem ashochen itam betoch toratam va'avodatam. We can rejoice in the fact that Hashem is with us in the Torah, in the Avodah, dafka of the Benonim. Dafka of the Benonim. Vehu, and he's going to give a hakdama. Behagdim leshon hayenuka. First, we're going to quote a teaching from the Zohar. The Zohar quotes the Yanuka. The Yanuka in the Zohar HaKadosh is the young prodigy, the young child that would say over Sitre Torah to the Chavraya, to Rabbi Shimon and his friends. Al pasuk hechacham enav berosho. on the pasuk, the chacham, the wise man, enav berosho. His eyes are in his head. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks a question on this pasuk. V'chi be'an atar enoy de barnash. Where else are the eyes? I need Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet to tell us, chacham, enav berosho. Where are the eyes of the chacham? In his head. As efo emiyu. Baraglaim, where are they going to be, the enayim? Of course, chacham enav berosho. Right? Ela kara hachi uvadai, the Zohar HaKadosh says. The meaning of the pasuk is this way. Ditnan, as we learned, lo yehach barnash begiluya deresha arba amot. A person is not allowed to walk 4 steps without a head covering. Maitama, what's the reason? Dishchinta sharya al reshe. Because the Shekhinah is hovering above the head of a Jew. V'chol hacham, and every wise man, enohi umiloi bereshe inu. His outlook and his words are always bereshe, is always cognizant of what's above his head, the Shekhinah Kedusha. Behahu desharya v'kayma al reshe. He's always mindful about the one that is right above his head, the Shekhinah Kedusha. V'kad enoi taman, linda dehahu nehora de'adlik al reshe itzterich lemishcha, says the Zohar HaKadosh. And when his eyes are there, k'tzat rabotai, k'tzat. Linda dehahu nehora de'adlik al reshe itzterich lemishcha. That light that is lit on the head of the Jew needs oil to constantly be lit. Begin de gufa de barnash ihu petila unehora adlik le'ela. Because the body of the Jew is like a wick and there is a light that is above his head, which is the Shekhinah, but it needs oil. Ushlomo malka tzavach, Shlomo HaMelech calls out to us and he says, Ve'amar, v'shemen al roshcha lo al yichsar. Make sure that you don't run out of oil on your head. Deha nehora de berosho itzterich lemishcha. Because that light that is on the head of the Jew requires mishcha, requires oil. What is the oil, Rabotai? Ve'inun uvdan tavan. Those are the mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Ve'alda hechacham enav berosho. So HaKadosh says, that's what it means. Hachacham enav berosho. The chacham is always thinking about his head. What's on his head? The Shekhinah. We're not allowed to walk 4 steps without head covering because the Shekhinah is above our head. So he's always mindful to keep that flame going, to keep that light going by doing the mitzvot. The Baal HaTanya is going to use this piece of the Zohar HaKadosh to explain to us the importance, the greatness of what it means to do a mitzvah. That only by doing mitzvot, of course learning Torah, it's also a mitzvah, right? Learning Torah and doing the mitzvot, are we able to make sure that the Shekhinah stays with us. Hine bi'ur mashal ze she'imshil or ha-shekhinah le'or ha-ner, she'eno me'ir ve'ne'ehaz ba'petila b'li shemen. This mashal, that the light of the Shekhinah is like the light of a candle that cannot continue to light without oil. V'kach en ha-shekhinah shora al guf ha-adam she'nimshal iptila, ela al yedei ma'asim tovim dafka. And therefore the Shekhinah cannot rest upon us unless we have ma'asim tovim. V'lo dai lo benishmato she'yichelek eloka mima aliyot hi keshemel ha-petila, says the Baal HaTanya. ולא די לו בנשמתו שיחלק אלו עמימה להיותי כשמן לפתילה. It's not enough just the fact that we have a neshama. I'm going to stop in 2 minutes, Bezod Hashem. He's going to explain to us, without ma'asim tovim, the Shekhinah cannot stay. It's not enough that the Jew has a neshama. Mevo'ar u'muvan lechol maskil, he says. Anyone who knows anything knows. Ki hine nishmat ha'adam afilu u'tzadik gamur. Oved Hashem b'ir'ah ve'ahava b'ta'anugim. Even a tzadik gamur, higher than the Benoni, that serves Hashem with fear and with the pleasurable love of Hashem, afal pichen ena betela bimtziut legamre li batel veli kalel beor Hashem mamash lihiyot laachadim umyuchadim biyichud gamur. Still, even that tzadik, after all, he's a davar bifne atzmo. He feels he's a yeshut bifne atzmo. As much as he's close to Hashem, that we can't even fathom the level of the closeness to Hashem of a tzaddik gamur, but it's not the absolute bitul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Raku davar bifnei atzmo. Yireh Hashem ve'ohavo. I am fearing Hashem. I love Hashem. There is an I. So the question is, so how do we get to bitul to Hashem then? If even the tzaddik gamur, it's not 100% bitul, nullification towards Hashem, because there's always the I. There's always, I am fearing Hashem. I am loving Hashem. So then what is it that we can do that can be with total bitul to Retzono Yitbarach? Ma she'en ken ha-mitzvot u-ma'asim tovim, shehem Retzono Yitbarach. The mitzvot and ma'asim tovim that we have, that we received in the Torah, these are mitzvot of the will of Hashem, the undiluted will of Hashem. Uretzono yitbarach u'mekor ha'chaim lechol ha'olamot ve'abruim. The will of Hashem is the source of life for all the created worlds. Sheyored alehem al yedei tzimtzumim rabim ve'ester panim shel ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu. The will of Hashem comes down all the way down to this world through many, many filters. To the point where something is possible to be created, to be a davar nifrad bifnei atzmo velo yibatlu mimetziut. If something would not be with the feeling of davar bifnei atzmo, it would be immediately batel to the or of Hashem. Ma she'en ken ha-mitzvot, but the mitzvot that we have, shehem pnimiyut retzono yitbarach ve'en sham ester panim klal. The mitzvah is undiluted, is uncovered will of Hashem down here in this world. En achiyut shebahem davar bifnei atzmo klal. The life that the mitzvah gives is not something that is in itself. Ela hu meyuchad. It is unified. Ve'nichlal birtzono yitbarach. It is one with the ratzon of Hashem. Ve'ayu la'achadim mamash biyichud gamur. We're going to stop here to be continued. But we are beginning here to understand what it means to do a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah means the one opportunity that we have to be mitached, to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most undiluted way. And that is a possibility even for the Benoni. Ki karov elecha adavar beficha ubilvavecha la'asoto. That la'asoto, that mitzvah that we're able to do to be mitdabek with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oil that makes the Shekhinah stay upon our head. We'll continue Be'ezrat Hashem. ביחנן אמריקה שיום רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר אמן 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 יהיה שמה רבה מברך Amen.